Stooks in the morning.
I actually kind of need you guys' help.
Okay, how so?
Well, I was dating this guy, and he said that he was really all into me and stuff, and he was going off to college, and I went to a party two nights ago, and he said he wanted to come with, and I was like, all right. But then he called, like, an hour ahead of time and told me he can't go anymore because he had something coming up. And I was like, okay, that's fine. So he doesn't know that we have this Suburban. So I caught him red-handed with another girl in his truck. And now he's lying to me, and he broke up with me through a text message. And it is so lame. What should I do?
He broke up with you through text message?
Yeah.
Don't you think you could do better than that if he...
I agree. There's a better dude out there. What, were you thinking about trying to get back with him or trying to convince him to take you back?
No, I was just... He won't tell me why we broke up. And, I don't know, like, he always says, like, his ex-girlfriend, like, he dated. And then, like, the guy she dated before she dated him broke up with her through text message. And he always said how lame it was. But then what is he going to do? He breaks up with me through a text message.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good point, Jerry. And if he breaks up through you through text message, you know, yeah, it's a good sign that maybe you were with a clown in the first place. And, you know, guy, you're never going to get a guy to tell you. I mean, very rarely do we actually say the truth
when
we break up. And that's, I think it goes both ways.
Yeah.
I think, you know, you're kind of like, well, what I really want to tell you is that you annoy the hell out of me and I can't spend that much time with you. I can't spend the time with you to have a relationship.
Uh-huh.
You know, but you can't say stuff like that because, well... It's mean, and people's feelings get hurt. So we'd rather lie and say, you know,
I get your point. Yeah. But the other really weird thing is, like, he got in trouble two nights ago, and he just kind of, I was the only one that kind of knew, and then he was like, well, we need to hang out sometime, and then, like, he'd say, no, I can't, I have something coming up, and I was like, okay. And then, like, my curfew is not that late. It's only, like, 12 o'clock.
Yeah.
And he likes to go party till, like, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's getting ready. How old are you?
I'm a junior in high school.
So you're, like, 16, 17?
Yeah, I'm 17.
Yeah, that's another thing you have to keep in mind is he's going off to college. Obviously, he wants to open up his playbook a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
If you catch my drift. So,
yeah.
You know, you're young. There's a better guy out there for you.
All right.
That's all I can say.
Thanks a lot.
Well, good luck to you, okay?
All right. Bye.
Take care.